Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled, The Mastermind. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1. The Disappearance. The storm outside rattled the steel and glass structure of Quantum Horizon Labs. Its thunder a low growl in the background of whirring machines and flickering monitors. Inside the control room, Dr. Cassandra Vale stood with the calm precision of a conductor orchestrating a symphony. Her green eyes scanned the holographic display in front of her, where streams of equations floated midair, alive with possibility and danger. Around her, the team worked tirelessly, their faces pale with exhaustion and tension. It was late, far past the hour when anyone would willingly stay. Yet, Cassandra had insisted. Precision requires quiet, she had said earlier that day. They hadn't argued. Who would question the brilliant Cassandra Vale? This will change the world, she murmured, the words slipping from her lips like a prayer. The experiment begins. The clock read 11:47 p.m. as the hum of the central reactor deepened. Energy crackled in the air, an invisible force that pressed against their chests. Cassandra moved between stations, her white lab coat trailing behind her. Her team's nerves were palpable, but she ignored their murmurs of uncertainty. Dr. Vale, Layla Kim called out, her sharp voice cutting through the low hum of machinery. The containment fields are destabilizing. If we push the energy matrix any further. We need to push, Cassandra interrupted, her tone firm, final. Trust me, Layla. This is the threshold. We're right there. Layla hesitated, her dark eyes narrowing as she glanced at Dr. Evan Grant, the youngest member of the team. He was hunched over a console, monitoring the reactor's energy levels. When he didn't respond, she took it as silent agreement and returned to her station. The reactor let out a low, ominous groan. Warning lights began to flash amber, and the sharp trill of alarms pierced the room. Evan straightened, his expression tightening. We need to shut this down. Now. Cassandra didn't look up. Her fingers danced over the keyboard, overriding each warning with calm efficiency. We're fine. No, we're not. Evan's voice rose, the tremor in it betraying his fear. This is too unstable. Evan, Cassandra snapped, her gaze locking on him. Do your job. For a moment, the tension in the room was palpable. Then, with a reluctant nod, Evan returned to his monitor. The energy levels continued to climb, the reactor now humming with a dangerous intensity. And then it happened. The explosion. The explosion was deafening, a sharp crack that reverberated through the building. A flash of blinding white light engulfed the control room, and the force of the blast sent Evan tumbling to the ground. Smoke filled the air, thick and acrid, making it hard to breathe. The room's emergency lights bathed everything in a blood-red glow. Get out! Cassandra's voice cut through the chaos, sharp and commanding. The team scrambled for the exits, their coughs and cries swallowed by the blaring alarms. Evan stumbled toward the door, but something made him glance back. Through the haze of smoke, he saw Cassandra still at the control panel, her silhouette illuminated by the flickering glow of the reactor. Dr. Vale, he shouted, his voice hoarse. You have to get out. Cassandra didn't move. Her hands were steady on the controls, her focus unwavering. Go, she yelled, her voice fierce, resolute. Another explosion rocked the lab, and Evan was thrown out the door by the force of the blast. When he turned back, flames engulfed the control room. Cassandra was gone. A world in mourning. By morning, news of Cassandra Vale's death had spread across the globe. Headlines mourned the loss of a genius, a trailblazer in scientific innovation. Brilliant mind lost in tragic lab accident, one paper declared. Others called her a martyr for progress. The memorial was held in Geneva a week later. It was a grand affair, attended by the world's leading scientists and dignitaries. Victor Halston, the team's financier, stood at the podium, his voice somber as he delivered the eulogy. She was more than a scientist, Victor said, his words carefully measured. She was a visionary. A pioneer. She gave her life for humanity's future, and we must honor her by continuing her work. Evan stood in the crowd, his gaze fixed on the photograph of Cassandra displayed on the stage. Her piercing eyes stared back at him, almost as if she could see through him, even now. He clenched his fists, the memory of her calm demeanor in those final moments gnawing at him. Something wasn't right. Something about her death felt planned. Doubt takes root. 2 weeks after the explosion, Evan found himself alone in his office, poring over the lab's incident reports. The official explanation blamed a containment breach, but the data didn't add up. The reactor's failure sequence was too precise, too methodical, to be an accident. Adding to his unease was the absence of Cassandra's personal notebooks. She had carried them everywhere, yet they hadn't been found in the wreckage. A soft knock at the door broke his concentration. He looked up to see Layla standing in the doorway, holding two steaming cups of coffee. "You're still obsessing over this?" she asked, stepping inside. Evan nodded, rubbing his temples. "None of it makes sense, Layla. The reactor wasn't supposed to overload like that. And Cassandra, she was too calm. Like she knew it was going to happen." Layla frowned, setting the coffee on his desk. "You think she planned her own death?" "I don't know," Evan admitted. "But I can't shake the feeling that we're missing something." Before Layla could respond, the computer chimed. Evan glanced at the screen. A new email had arrived. The sender was anonymous, the subject line blank. His stomach tightened as he opened it. The message contained only a single line. "Project EOS must succeed. Don't fail me." Attached was a file labeled Cassandra Vale underscore last request. The revelation. Evan hesitated for a long moment before clicking the file. His heart raced as the video began to play. Cassandra's face appeared on the screen, calm and composed. It was as though she had never left. "If you're watching this, it means I'm gone," she said, her voice steady and deliberate. "But my work cannot stop. Project EOS is bigger than any one person. It's the key to humanity's future. You must finish what I started." The video shifted to a series of complex equations and schematics. Evan recognized fragments of her work, but much of it was new. Far more advanced than anything she had shared before. Layla, now standing behind him, leaned closer. "Where did you get this?"
"It was sent to me," Evan replied, his voice barely above a whisper.
"No name. No traceable origin."
Layla crossed her arms, her expression dark.
"If she's alive, we need to find her. And if she's dead, then someone else is pulling the strings. The Watcher."
Far from Geneva, in the shadowy recesses of a secluded compound, Cassandra Vale watched the video's transmission through a secure feed. She leaned back in her chair, her lips curling into a faint smile.
"They'll figure it out," she murmured. "They always do."
Outside, the storm raged on, its thunder echoing like a heartbeat. The game had begun, and Cassandra was already 10 steps ahead.
Chapter 2. Threads of Deceit.
The rain had stopped, leaving Geneva wrapped in a heavy silence. In the quiet of the lab's aftermath, the absence of Cassandra Vale was palpable, her presence lingering like the echo of a storm. Dr. Evan Grant sat at his desk, the glow of his laptop illuminating the frustration etched on his face. He leaned back, rubbing his temples as he stared at the encrypted file Cassandra had left behind, a puzzle that refused to reveal its secrets. Across the room, Dr. Layla Kim paced, her sharp eyes darting from the equations on the monitor to Evan.
"It doesn't make sense," she said, breaking the silence. "Why would she send this? If she's alive, why not just finish it herself?" Evan didn't look up.
"Because it's not just about the experiment. This is a game, Layla.
And we're the pieces."
Layla stopped pacing, crossing her arms. "A game that could destroy everything we've worked for.
I don't like it."
Evan leaned forward, his voice dropping to a whisper.
"Neither do I.
But if she's alive, and this file proves she might be, then she's manipulating us.
We need to figure out why."
Before Layla could respond, the door swung open. Victor Halston, the lab's financier, strode in, exuding the polished arrogance of a man used to control. His eyes scanned the room, narrowing when they landed on the open file on Evan's laptop. "Care to explain why I'm getting flagged for unauthorized access to Cassandra's files?" Victor's tone was clipped, his usual charm replaced by irritation. He stepped closer, his gaze darting between the two scientists.
"You're hiding something. Spill."
Layla exchanged a look with Evan, her lips pressed into a thin line. Victor wasn't someone to be trusted, but he wasn't someone they could ignore, either. "We received a message," Evan began cautiously. He hesitated, then turned the laptop to face Victor.
This.
Victor's eyes flickered over the screen as the video began to play. Cassandra's face appeared, calm and composed, as if she hadn't just been declared dead 2 weeks ago. If you're watching this, it means I'm gone, her recorded voice said, resonating in the silence. But my work cannot stop. Project EOS is bigger than any one person. It's the key to humanity's future. You must finish what I started. As the video ended, Victor leaned back, his expression unreadable.
So, he said slowly, she's alive.
We don't know that for sure, Layla interjected quickly, though her voice wavered. Victor's lips curled into a smirk.
Come on.
This is Cassandra Vale we're talking about. Do you really think she'd let herself die in a lab accident?
No.
This is her style. The question is, what's her endgame? Evan glanced at the equations Cassandra had left behind, their complexity daunting even for him. This is what she wants us to finish. But there are missing pieces. Critical ones. Victor tilted his head, a glint of admiration in his eyes.
Of course there are.
She's making sure you play her game, whether you like it or not. Layla crossed her arms, her voice tinged with frustration. If she's alive, she's putting all of us at risk. We need to figure out what she's planning, and stop her. Victor chuckled, shaking his head.
Stop her?
You don't stop Cassandra Vale. You either follow her lead or get crushed trying. Evan's jaw tightened. I'm not interested in being anyone's pawn. Victor leaned in, his gaze piercing. Then you'd better figure out what she's playing at before it's too late. Later that night, Evan sat alone in his apartment, the hum of his laptop the only sound in the room. He had spent hours analyzing the schematics from Cassandra's video, but the missing variables left too many questions unanswered. His thoughts swirled with frustration and doubt, the weight of Cassandra's manipulation pressing down on him. A sharp knock broke the silence. Evan frowned, glancing at the clock. It was nearly midnight. Cautiously, he approached the door and peered through the peephole. Miriam Vale, Cassandra's estranged sister, stood on the other side, her expression a mix of determination and urgency.
Miriam.
Evan opened the door, his confusion evident. What are you doing here? Miriam stepped inside without waiting for an invitation.
We need to talk.
Evan closed the door, his mind racing.
How did you find me?
Miriam's lips curved into a faint smirk. Let's just say Cassandra isn't the only one who knows how to dig for answers. She turned, her eyes scanning the room before settling on Evan.
You know she's alive, don't you?
Evan hesitated, then nodded. She sent me a file. She wants us to finish her work, but I don't know why. Miriam's expression darkened. I've been investigating her death, or supposed death, for weeks. The pieces don't add up.
I think I know where she's hiding.
Evan's heart skipped a beat.
Where?
Miriam pulled a folder from her bag and laid it on the table. Inside were satellite images of a remote compound nestled in the Alps. It's isolated, secure, and fits her style. If she's alive, that's where she's running the show. Evan stared at the images, a mix of fear and determination coursing through him. If we go after her, we'll need a plan.
Miriam smiled grimly.
Then we'd better start planning. In the shadowy recesses of an Alpine compound, Cassandra Vale watched her former colleagues through a secure video feed. She leaned back in her chair, her eyes glittering with satisfaction. They're following the breadcrumbs, she said, her voice low. Beside her, Noah Trent, her loyal accomplice, nodded. Evan's close, but he hasn't figured out the key variable yet. Cassandra smirked.
Good.
Let him struggle. The more invested he becomes, the harder it will be for him to walk away. Noah hesitated, a flicker of doubt crossing his face.
And if they find out the truth?
Cassandra's smile faded, her gaze hardening.
They won't.
Not until it's too late. Back at the lab, Layla stared at the equations on her monitor, her mind racing. The deeper she delved into Cassandra's work, the more she saw the potential for disaster. Her phone buzzed with a message from Evan.
I think I know where Cassandra is. Meet me tomorrow.
Don't tell anyone.
Layla stared at the screen, her stomach twisting. Whatever Cassandra was planning, they were running out of time to stop it. Far away, under the pale light of the Alpine moon, Cassandra stood on a balcony overlooking the vast wilderness. The wind whipped through her hair as she whispered to herself,
"This is only the beginning."
Chapter 3: Threads of Control.
The soft glow of Geneva's city lights filtered through the blinds in Evan's small apartment. It had been a restless night. His mind tangled in the web of Cassandra's plans. The video she'd left behind haunted him, each word replaying in his head.
Project Eos must succeed. Don't fail me.
The cryptic message was a directive, not a plea. Evan felt like a pawn being moved across a chessboard by an invisible hand, and he hated it. He stared at his laptop screen, where the equations from Cassandra's file pulsed with unanswered questions. The knock on his door startled him. It was sharp, precise. Nothing like the casual knocks of his neighbors. Evan opened it cautiously. Miriam, he said, surprised to see Cassandra's estranged sister standing in the hallway. Miriam Vale stepped inside, her expression set with determination. We need to talk. Revelations and theories. Miriam didn't waste time on pleasantries. She dropped a folder on Evan's table, spilling out photographs and satellite images. I've been looking into Cassandra's death. Or rather, her so-called death. Evan stared at the images, his confusion deepening. What is this?
Proof that she's alive, Miriam said.
Her tone carried the weight of certainty. This compound, she pointed to a photograph of a remote facility nestled in the Alps, is where she's been hiding.
Evan hesitated. How do you know?
Because I know my sister, Miriam replied. She doesn't make mistakes. If she wanted to disappear, she'd do it in a way that no one could question. That lab explosion?
Too perfect.
And now this.
She gestured at his laptop. She's contacting you, isn't she? Evan nodded reluctantly. She sent me a file. She wants us to finish her work. Miriam's expression darkened.
Her work?
You mean the project that could destabilize global energy fields? She's always been brilliant, but she's reckless. If we don't stop her, this experiment could destroy everything. Evan frowned, leaning back in his chair.
She doesn't think she's wrong, Miriam.
She thinks this will save humanity. Then she's as delusional as ever, Miriam snapped.
She paced the room, her frustration palpable.
We have to go to that compound. If she's alive, we need to confront her.
Evan shook his head. It's not that simple.
She's always 10 steps ahead. If we walk into her territory, we're playing right into her hands.
Cassandra's control.
Far away, in the shadowy recesses of the Alpine compound, Cassandra watched her sister and protege through a secure video feed. She leaned back in her chair, the faint glow of her monitors highlighting the sharp lines of her face.
They've taken the bait, she said, her voice tinged with satisfaction.
Noah Trent, her most loyal ally, stood beside her, his expression hesitant.
What if they figure it out? What if they get too close?
They won't, Cassandra replied, her confidence unshakable. They'll follow the breadcrumbs, just as I intended. By the time they realize the truth, it will already be too late.
Noah's brow furrowed.
And the others?
Layla, Victor. Do they matter in the plan? Cassandra's lips curled into a faint smile.
They all matter.
Everyone has a role to play. Noah. Even the ones who think they're working against me. The fractures begin. Back at the lab, Layla Kim sat alone in the control room. The equations on her monitor blurred as exhaustion crept in, but she couldn't bring herself to look away. Something about Cassandra's work didn't sit right with her. The patterns were too deliberate, too perfect.
It was as if they were designed to mislead.
Her thoughts were interrupted by the sound of the door opening. Victor Halston strolled in, his usual air of smug confidence in place.
Burning the midnight oil, I see, Victor said, pouring himself a cup of coffee from the pot in the corner.
What do you want, Victor? Layla asked, not bothering to mask her irritation. Victor chuckled, leaning against the table.
I want the same thing you do. Answers.
And maybe a little clarity on why Cassandra thought it was a good idea to play dead. Layla froze, her fingers hovering over the keyboard.
What are you talking about?
Victor grinned.
Come on, Layla.
We both know she's alive.
The question is, what's her endgame? And how much are you willing to risk to figure it out?
Layla stared at him, her mind racing.
How do you know she's alive?
Victor tapped his temple. Let's just say I have my sources. But if she's reached out to you, or Evan, I'd like to know. After all, we're supposed to be a team, right?
Layla didn't respond.
She didn't trust Victor, but she couldn't deny that he had a point. If Cassandra was alive,
Withholding information might do more harm than good. A plan in motion. The next morning, Evan and Miriam met in a quiet cafe, far from the prying eyes of the lab. Evan spread the images Miriam had brought across the table, his expression grim.
"This compound," he said, tapping one of the photos. "If she's there, it's heavily secured.
We can't just walk in." Miriam leaned forward, her voice low. "We won't have to. I've been tracking her movements, supply deliveries, communications. There's a pattern. If we time it right, we can get in without raising an alarm."
Evan hesitated.
"And then what? She's not just going to surrender."
"No," Miriam agreed. "But we'll have the element of surprise. If we can get close enough, we can find out what she's really planning." Evan nodded slowly, his mind already working through the logistics. It was risky, but it was their best shot. The chase begins. That night, as the city of Geneva settled into sleep, Evan prepared to leave. He packed his laptop, the encrypted file from Cassandra still glowing on the screen. Before he closed it, his phone buzzed with a message. "Don't do anything reckless. I'll explain everything soon.
See."
Evan stared at the message, his heart pounding. For a moment, he considered staying, waiting for her explanation. But he knew better. Cassandra Vale didn't explain. She controlled. Far away, in the shadows of the Alps, Cassandra watched the feed from Evan's laptop. She smiled as she turned to Noah. "They'll come," she said softly. "And when they do, they'll play their part perfectly." Outside, the wind howled through the mountains, carrying her words into the night. Chapter 4. The Unveiling. The sharp, alpine air bit at Miriam and Evan as they made their way toward the remote compound. The photographs had been accurate. Cassandra's hideout was nestled into the jagged peaks, its sleek modern design camouflaged against the gray stone. From their vantage point on a rocky ledge, they could see faint movements inside. Shadows flitted across the windows, accompanied by the occasional flicker of artificial light. "She's here," Miriam said, her voice low but filled with conviction. Evan nodded, adjusting the strap of his backpack. "If we're caught, this could go south fast." Miriam smirked. "South is the only direction Cassandra ever moves."
"Let's go."
The approach. The compound's outer defenses were sophisticated but not impregnable. Miriam led the way, using her knowledge of Cassandra's methods to bypass security cameras and motion sensors. Evan followed, his heart pounding in his chest as they crept closer. Inside the compound, Cassandra Vale stood before a bank of monitors, her fingers dancing across the keyboard. Data streamed across the screens, numbers, charts, equations, all forming the backbone of Project EOS. Beside her, Noah Trent adjusted the settings on a complex device that hummed with a faint energy. "They're here," Cassandra said suddenly, her voice calm. Noah looked up, startled.
"Who?"
"Miriam and Evan," Cassandra replied, a faint smile curving her lips.
"Right on schedule."
Noah frowned, his hesitation evident.
"You planned for this?"
"Of course," Cassandra said, her tone tinged with amusement. "Every move they've made was expected. They're predictable. Now let's see how far they're willing to go."
"The discovery."
Miriam and Evan slipped into the compound through a side entrance. The interior was as sleek and minimalist as the exterior, its walls lined with cutting-edge technology. The hum of machinery filled the air, and the faint glow of screens illuminated their path. "This is insane," Evan whispered, his eyes darting around.
"She built all of this?"
Miriam nodded. "She's always had a knack for reinvention.
But this is something else."
They moved deeper into the compound, their footsteps muffled by the thick carpet. As they approached the central control room, they could hear voices. Miriam held up a hand, signaling for Evan to stop.
"She's in there," Miriam whispered, her voice barely audible.
Evan's pulse quickened.
"What now?"
"We watch.
We listen.
And if we have to, we confront her."
Carefully, they positioned themselves near the open door, their bodies pressed against the wall. Inside, Cassandra and Noah stood over a large console, their faces lit by the cold glow of the monitors. "The reactor is stable," Noah was saying. "We're ready to begin phase two." Cassandra nodded, her gaze fixed on the screen.
"Good.
But we need to move quickly."
"They'll try to interfere."
Noah hesitated.
"And if they get too close?"
Cassandra's smile was cold. Then we show them the consequences of underestimating me. The confrontation. Miriam couldn't hold back any longer. She stepped into the room, her voice cutting through the tension like a blade.
You've gone too far this time, Cassandra.
Cassandra turned slowly, her expression unreadable.
Miriam, she said, her tone calm and almost amused.
I was wondering when you'd arrive. Evan followed, his fists clenched. What the hell is this?
What are you planning?
Cassandra gestured to the monitors, where complex simulations played out in real time. You're looking at the future. Clean, limitless energy. No more wars over resources. No more dependence on fossil fuels. This is what humanity needs. And the risks.
Miriam shot back, her eyes blazing.
What happens if this goes wrong?
You could destabilize the planet.
Cassandra's gaze hardened. Every great leap forward comes with risks.
You of all people should understand that.
No, Evan said, his voice rising. This isn't about humanity. This is about you. Your ego.
Your need to be remembered as the greatest mind of our time.
For a moment, Cassandra's calm facade faltered. Then she straightened, her expression cold and unyielding.
Believe what you want.
But you can't stop this. Miriam stepped forward, her voice low and firm.
We can.
And we will.
The escape.
Noah moved suddenly, pulling a concealed weapon from his belt. Miriam and Evan froze as he aimed it at them, his hand steady.
You're not going anywhere.
Is this really what you want, Noah? Evan asked, his voice shaking.
To protect a lie?
Noah's jaw tightened, but he didn't lower the weapon.
You don't understand what's at stake.
Cassandra stepped forward, placing a hand on Noah's shoulder.
Enough.
Let them leave.
They can't stop us.
Noah glanced at her, his resolve wavering.
After a tense moment, he lowered the weapon. Miriam grabbed Evan's arm, pulling him toward the door.
We're not done with this, Cassandra.
Cassandra watched them go, her expression unreadable.
No, she murmured to herself. You're not.
The fallout. Back in Geneva, Miriam and Evan regrouped, their minds racing with what they had seen. She's out of control, Miriam said, pacing the room. If she activates that reactor.
We'll stop her, Evan interrupted, his voice firm. Somehow we'll stop her.
Miriam nodded, though her expression remained grim.
We have to.
Before it's too late. Far away, in the quiet of her compound, Cassandra stood on the balcony, the cold mountain air biting at her skin. She stared out at the dark horizon, her mind already calculating her next move.
This is only the beginning, she whispered, her voice lost in the wind.
Chapter 5. The Tipping Point. The flight back to Geneva was silent, heavy with unspoken thoughts.
Evan stared out the window of the small plane, his mind replaying every word, every glance, every threat from Cassandra.
She wasn't just planning an experiment. She was orchestrating something far more dangerous.
Beside him, Miriam sifted through the photographs they had taken of the compound, her lips pressed into a thin line.
This is bigger than we thought, she said finally, breaking the silence. If that reactor goes online, it won't just destabilize the planet, it could destroy it. Evan didn't respond immediately. His gaze remained fixed on the horizon.
She doesn't care.
She thinks the risk is worth it. Miriam's voice hardened.
Then we have to make her care.
The fractures widen. Back at Quantum Horizon Labs, Layla Kim sat in her dimly lit office, staring at the encrypted files on her computer. The schematics Cassandra had sent were maddeningly complex, but the fragment she had deciphered painted a grim picture.
Layla, a voice said, startling her. She turned to see Victor Halston leaning against the doorframe, his ever-present smirk in place.
What do you want? She asked, her tone sharp. Victor stepped inside, uninvited.
I think the better question is, what do you want?
Answers? Clarity?
Or maybe just a way out of this mess before it explodes?
Literally.
Layla glared at him.
If you know something, spit it out.
Victor chuckled, sitting on the edge of her desk.
I know Cassandra's alive.
And I know she's playing a game none of us are equipped to win.
Layla leaned back in her chair, crossing her arms.
So, what's your angle?
Profit.
Control.
Survival, Victor said simply.
His smile faded, replaced by an uncharacteristic seriousness.
Whatever Cassandra's planning, it's not just about science.
It's about power.
And when people like her get too much of it, everyone else pays the price.
Layla frowned, his words striking a chord.
Then why are you still here?
Victor shrugged. Because I'm not the type to run from a challenge.
But you, he gestured to her screen. You're too smart to ignore the writing on the wall. If you're digging into her files, you've already seen it.
Layla's stomach churned.
She had seen it, the calculations, the risks, the potential fallout if Cassandra's experiment failed. And now she had to decide what to do with that knowledge. The call to action. Evan and Miriam arrived back at the lab under the cover of night.
The place was nearly empty. The hum of machinery the only sound as they made their way to Layla's office.
She was waiting for them, her expression a mix of relief and tension.
Tell me everything, she said, motioning for them to sit. Evan didn't waste time.
He explained what they had found at the compound. The reactor, Cassandra's plans, and her unwavering belief that Project Eos would succeed at any cost.
As he spoke, Layla's face grew paler, her hands tightening into fists.
She's insane, Layla said when he finished. If she activates that reactor without the missing safeguards, the energy surge could trigger a global chain reaction.
We're talking mass destruction.
That's why we need your help, Miriam said.
We can't stop her alone.
Layla hesitated, her mind racing.
If we're going to do this, we'll need to act fast. And we'll need resources. Access to her files, her systems.
Victor's voice interrupted them from the doorway.
And me.
They all turned to see him standing there, his hands in his pockets. If you're planning to take Cassandra down, you'll need someone who knows how to play dirty.
Layla sighed, her skepticism clear.
Why would we trust you?
Victor smiled faintly.
Because I want her stopped just as much as you do.
And unlike you, I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty.
Cassandra's next move.
In her Alpine compound, Cassandra stood before her team of engineers and scientists. The reactor hummed softly in the background, a testament to her genius and determination.
We're entering phase two, she announced, her voice carrying authority and conviction.
The reactor will go online within the next 48 hours.
One of the engineers hesitated.
But Dr. Vale, we still haven't resolved the energy stabilization issue.
If the containment field fails.
It won't, Cassandra interrupted, her tone sharp.
I've accounted for every variable.
Trust the process.
Noah Trent stood at her side, his expression unreadable. As the others dispersed, he turned to Cassandra, his voice low.
They won't stop, you know. Miriam, Evan, they'll come back.
Cassandra smiled faintly.
Let them. Every move they make only proves my point.
And if they get too close?
Cassandra's eyes darkened. Then we remind them who's in control.
The final puzzle.
Back at the lab, the unlikely alliance of Evan, Miriam, Layla, and Victor worked through the night. Layla hacked into Cassandra's systems, pulling up encrypted files and schematics. Evan and Miriam studied the reactor's design, piecing together its weaknesses. Victor, for his part, worked the phones, calling in favors and leveraging his connections to gather the resources they needed.
This, Layla said, pointing to the screen, is the key.
If we can disrupt the containment field remotely, we can force the reactor to shut down before it reaches critical mass.
But how do we get close enough to do that?
Evan asked.
Victor leaned back in his chair, his smirk returning.
That's where I come in.
Cassandra trusts me, or at least, she doesn't distrust me as much as she does the rest of you.
I'll get us in.
Miriam's eyes narrowed.
And what's your price?
Victor's smirk widened.
Just the satisfaction of being on the winning side.
The countdown.
As dawn broke over Geneva, the team finalized their plan. They would infiltrate Cassandra's compound under the guise of an emergency consultation Victor had arranged. Once inside, they would disable the reactor remotely and force Cassandra to stand down. But as they prepared to leave, Evan couldn't shake the feeling that they were walking into a trap. Cassandra was always 10 steps ahead. She wouldn't make it easy for them.
Far away, in her compound, Cassandra stood before the reactor, her expression serene as she stared into the glowing core.
Let's begin, she said softly.
The countdown had started.
Chapter 6. The Tipping Scale.
The sun rose pale and cold over the Alpine peaks, casting long shadows across Cassandra's hidden compound. Inside, the hum of the reactor filled the air like a low heartbeat, its steady rhythm a testament to the precision of its design. Cassandra stood before the console, her green eyes fixed on the data streaming across the monitors.
Noah Trent stood at her side, his brow furrowed.
We've stabilized the reactor, but the final test is unpredictable. If something goes wrong...
It won't, Cassandra interrupted, her voice cutting through the tension. She glanced at Noah, her expression unwavering.
Doubt is a luxury we can't afford, Noah. Trust the numbers. Noah hesitated but nodded. The team's ready. We'll begin phase two as planned.
Cassandra's lips curved into a faint smile.
Good.
This is the beginning of everything.
The infiltration. Miles away, Evan, Miriam, Layla, and Victor boarded a helicopter bound for Cassandra's compound. The air inside was tense, the sound of the rotors drowning out any attempts at conversation.
Each of them carried the weight of what was to come. Victor broke the silence, leaning back in his seat with an air of nonchalance.
You all look like you're heading to your execution. Lighten up.
We've got this.
Layla shot him a glare.
Forgive us if we don't share your confidence. Cassandra isn't just some rogue scientist.
She's smarter than all of us combined. And that's why we'll win, Victor said, his smirk unfaltering.
She doesn't expect us to outsmart her.
She expects everything, Evan muttered, staring out the window. But she's counting on us underestimating her.
We can't make that mistake.
The helicopter dipped as the pilots signaled their descent. Below them, the compound came into view. A sleek, imposing structure nestled into the mountainside, its metal and glass exterior reflecting the morning light.
Here we go, Miriam said, her voice steady but low. The face-off.
The team's entry was seamless, thanks to Victor's carefully crafted story about an urgent consultation on reactor logistics. The compound's guards allowed them in with minimal questioning, their deference to Victor's authority evident. Cassandra was waiting for them in the main control room, her calm demeanor an unsettling contrast to the high stakes. She stood with her hands clasped behind her back, her sharp eyes scanning the group as they entered.
Miriam, she said, her voice cool and detached. I see you've brought reinforcements.
Miriam stepped forward, her gaze locked on her sister.
This isn't a consultation, Cassandra.
This is an intervention.
Cassandra arched an eyebrow, her lips curving into a faint smile.
An intervention? How quaint.
And here I thought you came to witness history. Evan took a step forward, his fists clenched.
This isn't history.
It's a disaster waiting to happen.
Cassandra's smile faded, her eyes narrowing.
You still don't see it, do you? This isn't about risk. It's about progress.
You're afraid of what you don't understand.
We understand enough, Layla said, her voice sharp. The energy surge from that reactor could trigger a chain reaction that destabilizes the planet's magnetic field.
Millions of lives are at stake.
Cassandra's gaze turned icy.
And how many lives will we save with clean, limitless energy? The world is drowning in its own greed and short-sightedness.
This is the solution.
No, Miriam said, stepping closer.
This is your ego. You don't care about saving the world.
You care about proving you're the smartest person in the room. For a moment, Cassandra's calm facade cracked. Then she straightened, her expression unreadable.
Believe what you want. It won't change the outcome. The sabotage.
As Cassandra turned back to the monitors, Layla slipped a small device from her pocket. A signal disruptor designed to interfere with the reactor systems. She glanced at Evan, who gave a subtle nod. They had one chance to shut down the reactor before it reached critical mass. Victor kept Cassandra distracted, his smooth voice weaving questions and commentary about her work.
You know, Cassandra, I always admired your ambition. But isn't this a bit reckless?
Even for you?
Cassandra's eyes flicked to him, her lips curving into a faint smile. Reckless is what they called every great mind before their breakthroughs. Meanwhile, Layla crouched near the console, attaching the disruptor to a hidden panel. The device beeped softly, its signal scrambling the reactor's control interface. Cassandra's gaze snapped to the monitors as red warning lights began to flash.
What's happening?
Noah rushed to the console, his fingers flying over the keyboard.
The system's destabilizing.
Someone's interfering.
Cassandra's eyes narrowed as she turned back to the group.
What did you do?
Evan stepped forward, his voice steady despite the tension.
We stopped you.
The breaking point.
Cassandra's calm shattered. She lunged for the console, her fingers moving with desperate precision as she tried to override the disruption. The reactor's hum grew louder, its energy levels spiking.
You don't understand. Cassandra shouted, her voice raw with frustration. If you shut it down now, the backlash could destroy the entire system. And if we don't shut it down, it could destroy the world, Miriam shot back. Noah hesitated, his gaze shifting between Cassandra and the flashing monitors. Cassandra, we have to stop this. It's too dangerous. Cassandra froze, her expression a mix of disbelief and fury. You're turning on me too? This isn't about loyalty, Noah said, his voice steady. This is about survival. The room plunged into chaos as the reactor's energy surged. Evan and Layla worked frantically to stabilize the system, their hands moving in sync across the console. Miriam kept an eye on Cassandra, ready to intervene if she tried to sabotage their efforts. Victor, ever the opportunist, positioned himself near the exit. I'd hate to say I told you so, he muttered, though his smirk had vanished. The collapse. With a final keystroke, Layla activated the shutdown sequence. The reactor let out a deafening roar as its energy levels plummeted. The lights flickered, and the hum that had filled the compound went silent. For a moment, there was nothing but the sound of heavy breathing and the faint crackle of cooling machinery. It's done, Layla said, her voice trembling. Cassandra stood motionless, her eyes fixed on the darkened reactor. When she finally spoke, her voice was cold and quiet. You have no idea what you've just done. We stopped you, Miriam said, her tone firm. And we'll stop you again if we have to. Cassandra turned to her sister, her expression unreadable. You think this is over? It's not. This is only the beginning. As the team prepared to leave, Evan glanced back at Cassandra, a pang of regret twisting in his chest. She had been a mentor, a genius, and now a cautionary tale. But there was no time for sentiment. The battle had been won, but the war was far from over. Chapter 7. The Fallout. The helicopter ride back to Geneva was a heavy silence punctuated only by the rhythmic hum of the rotors. Each member of the team sat lost in their own thoughts, the weight of what had just transpired pressing down on them. Evan stared out the window, the cold alpine peaks shrinking into the distance. The reactor was shut down, but Cassandra's words lingered in his mind. This is only the beginning. A shattered vision. Back at Quantum Horizon Labs, the team gathered in a conference room, the weight of their actions settling in. Miriam paced near the window, her arms crossed tightly, while Layla sifted through her notes, her brow furrowed. We've stopped her for now, Miriam said, breaking the silence. But she won't give up. Cassandra doesn't know how to quit. Evan nodded, his gaze distant. She'll regroup, find another way. She always does. Victor leaned back in his chair, his smirk tinged with exhaustion. So what's the plan? Do we just keep playing whack-a-mole until she finally blows something up? Layla looked up, her expression grim. We can't just wait for her next move. We need to be proactive. Dig into her network, find out who's helping her. She didn't build that compound or that reactor alone. Miriam stopped pacing and turned to face the group. And what about the authorities? We can't handle this on our own. Victor chuckled, shaking his head. The authorities? You think they'll understand what we're dealing with? By the time they sort through the red tape, Cassandra will be 10 steps ahead. Cassandra's counterattack. Far away, in the now abandoned compound, Cassandra stood in the dim light of the control room. The reactor was silent, its power extinguished, but the fire in her eyes burned brighter than ever. Noah Trent approached cautiously, his movements hesitant. They've won this round, he said softly. Maybe it's time to rethink the plan. Cassandra turned to him, her expression icy. Rethink? You think I've spent years building this vision to let it crumble because of a minor setback? Cassandra, they're not going to stop, Noah said. They're going to come after you, your network, everything. Let them, Cassandra said, her voice cold and steady. They've forced my hand, but they haven't stopped me. They've only delayed the inevitable. Noah hesitated, then nodded. What's next? Cassandra smiled faintly, her mind already racing. We rebuild. Stronger, smarter. They won't see me coming. Unveiling the network. Back at the lab, Evan and Layla worked tirelessly, poring through Cassandra's encrypted files. Each line of code, each fragment of data, seemed to unravel another layer of her grand design. She's been planning this for years, Layla said, her voice tinged with disbelief. Look at these blueprints. The reactor was just the first phase. Evan frowned,
his fingers flying over the keyboard. What's phase two?
Layla tapped the screen, where a series of schematics unfolded.
Multiple reactors.
Smaller. More portable.
She's decentralizing the project.
Miriam leaned over their shoulders, her jaw tightening as she read the data.
She's making it harder to stop her.
Victor entered the room, a tablet in hand.
And it gets worse. I've been digging into her funding. She's got investors. Big ones.
People who won't care if her experiments blow up half the planet as long as they profit.
Evan sighed, leaning back in his chair.
We're not just up against Cassandra anymore. We're up against an entire network.
The trap.
That evening, Evan received an anonymous email. The subject line read, "We need to talk." The message was simple. Cassandra's next move is in Geneva. Meet me at the Starlight Hotel. Room 412.
Midnight.
Evan stared at the message, his gut twisting with suspicion. He forwarded it to Miriam and Layla, their reactions immediate.
It's a trap, Miriam said flatly.
Probably, Layla agreed.
But it's also the only lead we've got. Victor leaned against the doorframe, arms crossed.
I say we spring the trap.
If Cassandra's bold enough to make a move in Geneva, we need to be there.
Miriam frowned but nodded reluctantly.
Fine. But we're going in prepared.
Midnight at the Starlight.
The Starlight Hotel was an opulent building, its marble floors and crystal chandeliers a stark contrast to the tension that gripped Evan as he stepped inside. Miriam and Victor flanked him, while Layla stayed in the car, monitoring their comms. They made their way to room 412, the quiet hum of the elevator amplifying their nerves. The door was slightly ajar, the room beyond dark.
Stay close, Miriam whispered, her hand resting on the concealed weapon at her hip.
Evan pushed the door open cautiously.
Inside, the room was empty, save for a single laptop sitting on the desk. The screen glowed softly, displaying a live video feed.
Cassandra's face appeared, her expression calm and composed.
Hello, Evan.
Evan's jaw tightened as he stepped closer.
Cassandra.
You've been busy, she said, her voice smooth.
I see you've found some of my plans. But you're still playing catch up.
Why are you doing this?
Evan demanded.
Why risk everything for this project?
Cassandra's gaze hardened.
Because someone has to.
The world is dying.
Evan.
Greed, corruption, inefficiency. It's a slow death, but a certain one.
Project Eos is the only way to save it.
At what cost?
Miriam snapped, stepping into view.
Millions of lives?
You're no savior, Cassandra. You're a megalomaniac.
Cassandra's lips curved into a faint smile.
You always did like big words, Miriam.
But you're wrong.
I'm not the villain here.
I'm the only one willing to make the hard choices.
The video feed cut abruptly, leaving the room in silence.
It's not over, Evan said, his voice low.
No, Miriam agreed.
It's just beginning.
A new threat.
As they exited the hotel, Layla's voice came through their earpieces, her tone urgent.
You need to get back.
Now.
What is it?
Evan asked. There's been a breach at the lab, Layla said.
Cassandra's people.
They've taken everything.
Miriam swore under her breath as they rushed to the car. Victor's smirk was gone, replaced by a grim determination.
She's escalating, he said.
And if we don't stop her, this whole thing is going to spiral out of control.
Evan clenched his fists, his resolve hardening.
Then we don't stop.
We keep fighting.
Far away, Cassandra stood on the balcony of a new facility, the city lights of Geneva twinkling in the distance. She held her phone to her ear, her voice calm and resolute.
Begin phase two, she said. It's time to show them what real progress looks like.
Chapter 8. The Final Gambit. The weight of the stolen data hung heavy over Quantum Horizon Labs. The breach had been devastating. Cassandra's people had taken everything. Files, schematics, prototypes. Worse, it wasn't just their work. It was the keys to stopping her.
Evan stared at the emptied servers, his chest tight with frustration.
The lab's lights buzzed faintly above him, a dull reminder of the damage Cassandra had inflicted.
She's outmaneuvered us, Miriam said, her voice sharp with anger.
We're playing catch-up while she's making her next move.
Not for long, Layla said from the far end of the room, her fingers flying over a keyboard.
I'm tracking the signal from the breach. Whoever accessed the system left a digital footprint.
Victor,
leaning casually against a desk, raised an eyebrow.
You think she'd be that careless?
Layla didn't look up.
I think whoever Cassandra hired wasn't as smart as she is.
The room fell silent as they watched Layla work, the tension mounting with every passing second. Finally, she straightened, her face lit by the glow of the screen.
I've got it, she said.
A warehouse on the outskirts of Geneva. It's heavily encrypted, but it matches the pattern Cassandra's network uses.
Evan grabbed his jacket, his resolve clear.
Then that's where we're going.
The warehouse.
The warehouse was a nondescript building nestled in an industrial district, its exterior giving no hint of the secrets it held. The team arrived under cover of darkness, their movements precise and silent.
Miriam led the way, her weapon drawn.
Victor followed, his smirk replaced by a rare seriousness. Evan and Layla brought up the rear, their equipment packed tightly into small bags. As they approached the side entrance, Victor stopped, his eyes scanning the perimeter.
Security's light. Too light.
It's a trap, Miriam said, her voice low.
Evan nodded.
We don't have a choice.
If she's here, we need to stop her.
Layla worked quickly, disabling the electronic lock on the door. The group slipped inside, their footsteps muffled by the concrete floor. The air was thick with tension as they moved through the dimly lit corridors. They found the server room at the heart of the warehouse. Rows of humming machines lined the walls, their screens displaying streams of data. In the center of the room stood a single console, its monitor flashing with Cassandra's unmistakable logo, a stylized E4 EOS.
She's not here, Miriam said, her frustration evident.
She doesn't have to be, Layla replied, setting her bag on the floor. She pulled out a small device and began connecting it to the main console.
If we can extract her files, we might be able to find out where she's operating from.
As Layla worked, the room's speakers crackled to life. Cassandra's voice filled the space, calm and commanding.
I wondered how long it would take you to find this place, she said.
You're persistent, I'll give you that.
Evan's fists clenched.
Where are you, Cassandra?
Closer than you think, she replied, a faint edge of amusement in her tone.
But you'll never catch me. You've already lost.
The countdown. Suddenly, the monitors flashed red, and a digital timer appeared on every screen. 10:00, 9:59, 9:58.
It's a self-destruct sequence, Layla said, her voice urgent.
She's wiping everything.
Can you stop it? Evan asked.
I can try, but it's advanced encryption.
I need time.
Miriam moved to the door, her weapon at the ready.
We don't have time.
Victor, check the perimeter.
If she left anyone behind, we need to know.
Victor nodded, disappearing into the shadows.
Layla's fingers flew over the keyboard, sweat beading on her forehead as the timer ticked down.
Almost there.
Almost, got it, she said triumphantly.
The countdown froze at 0:32.
Evan let out a breath he didn't realize he was holding.
Did you get the data?
Layla nodded, quickly transferring the files to a secure drive.
I've got everything.
The confrontation. As they exited the warehouse, a figure stepped out of the shadows. Cassandra stood there, her posture confident, her expression unreadable.
She was alone, her presence unexpected yet calculated. You always were predictable, Evan, she said, her tone almost pitying. You played your part perfectly.
Miriam raised her weapon, but Cassandra didn't flinch.
You won't shoot me, she said, her gaze fixed on her sister.
Not unless you're ready to become the villain.
You don't get to lecture me about morality, Miriam spat.
You're the one playing God.
I'm the one doing what's necessary, Cassandra replied sharply. While you cling to outdated ideas of right and wrong, I'm building a future.
Evan stepped forward, his voice steady.
At what cost, Cassandra?
You're risking everything for your ego.
Cassandra's eyes flicked to him, a flicker of something, regret perhaps, crossing her face.
You still don't understand.
This was never about me.
It's about survival.
And you think destruction is the answer?
Layla asked, her voice cutting through the tension.
I think progress requires sacrifice, Cassandra replied.
And I'm willing to make it.
The standoff stretched on, the air thick with unspoken words. Finally, Cassandra stepped back, her gaze sweeping over the group.
You've delayed me, but you haven't stopped me.
You never will.
Before anyone could react, she turned and disappeared into the shadows.
The aftermath. The drive back to the lab was quiet, each member of the team lost in their thoughts. Layla clutched the drive containing Cassandra's files, the weight of its importance clear.
We've got her data, Evan said finally.
That's a start.
It's more than that, Miriam replied.
It's a lifeline.
But we're not out of this yet.
Victor chuckled softly.
Didn't think it'd be this easy, did you?
It's never easy with Cassandra, Evan said.
But we'll stop her.
Somehow. A new beginning. Far from Geneva, Cassandra stood in a new facility, the hum of machines filling the air. She stared at a glowing model of the reactor, her mind already racing with solutions to the obstacles ahead.
They think they've won, she murmured, her lips curving into a faint smile. But this is just the beginning. Her voice echoed in the empty room, a quiet promise of what was to come.